Okay, we're going to start the meeting. Let's roll call. Let us show, let the record show that all the directors are here, are present. Can I have a motion for the agenda? Approved. Approval.
I move we accept tonight's agenda, or approve tonight's agenda.
I second the motion.
All those in favor of the agenda, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, the agenda is approved. And the first item is public comments. And once again, I'll allow a second or two for the for somebody to raise their hand if they're muted so they can give a public comment. Oh, there is somebody. There it is. Okay, you're unmuted. Go ahead. Somebody named Uti, or I don't know what that username is. Oh, that's you. That's you, Brent.
Yeah, but I didn't. Yeah. I'm just trying to get connected right now, Wes. So I'm just trying to get connected.
Nice. We're all for your public topic. Okay. All right. Nancy. Okay, Nancy.
Hi, good evening. This is Nancy Martinez. I did not get to listen in last month or last meeting when restrictions were lifted for the parks to reopen. And I don't know how to email CSD if I want something on the agenda, but my comment or question has to do with the farmers market. San Bernardino County no longer mandates us to wear masks. Is there a way that CSD can lift the restrictions when it comes to the farmers market? It's a public parking lot. I feel like it puts him at a weird position to stop people like me and try to stop me from going to the public parking lot to go to the bank and buy something if I don't have a mask on. I don't know who makes the changes on that, but I don't even know if it's really legal for it to be enforced anymore out at the farmers market. So I just want a clarification or to ask about that so I don't feel like the bad person going through there every time and having them stop me.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your comments. We'll bring that up under the agenda under item 11, okay? Nancy? Oh, she's muted all of a sudden.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. That was my only comment.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Nancy.
Hi.
Any other public comments? Let me know if you guys see something that's sometimes hard to scan around and see them. A little bit. Okay, no more public comments. Item 4, two reports. We have a new deputy here from Phelan. Hi, Sergeant. How are you? I think can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay.
Hi. Let me introduce myself real quick. I'm Sergeant Paul Florio. Like I said, just newly assigned to the Phelan Station. So I'll try to hopefully get through this without making any mistakes, give you guys the information that you need. Just real quick background. I have 22 years with the department. I've done all my time out on patrol up in the high desert, and I am a resident here in Wrightwood. So.
Oh, fantastic.
So, real quick, we'll go over the numbers that I have right here. Last month, we had a total of 130 calls for service, which is down 16 from the previous month, and there was 5 reports taken. The most serious crime that we had up here last month was an assault with a deadly weapon call, that happened during Memorial Weekend. That appears to be someone threatened another person with a handgun during an argument. The investigation's underway. The suspect's been identified, and hopefully he'll be in custody soon. Other than that, the number one call for service that we've had up here the last month was well checks, which are normally just people calling in because they haven't contacted one of the relatives or family members, and they'd like a deputy to go out and contact them.
Okay.
Real quick, I wanted to go over two. I know there have been some concerns. I had spoken to Leo yesterday about possible rioting or protests up here in the Wrightwood area. As far as right now goes, there is no issues. However, just because of everything that is going on, the Deputy Solorio, no relation, who is assigned to the Wrightwood area, I've schedule adjusted him for this week. So he is on tonight. He'll be working tonight through Friday night from noon to 10 p.m. And he's been instructed to, you know, spend obviously most of his time up here in the Wrightwood area and just be a presence at this time. As far as any protests or anything like that goes, our intel department is monitoring Facebook, Instagram, social media platforms such as that to see if anything comes up right now. But there is no concerns for any kind of issues here in the Wrightwood area.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Thank you very much, Sergeant.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's move on then to the consent calendar.
Before you move on, I have Susan Drake's agency report.
Okay.
She said she would be on the call, but she hasn't been able to, I guess, raise her hand in the meeting, so she wanted to, San Bernardino County is offering numerous programs for businesses in the communities to assist with reopening and support. Visit sbcovid19.com for information. The State of California website offers additional information and guidance. And she gave me a flyer about reopening San Bernardino as of May 26th that says what's open and what's not open.
Okay. Is that, she's giving you information. Okay. And are we gonna post that or?
Yes, I was gonna post it tomorrow morning.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you. Anything else on that?
That was it.
Okay. Chuck, have you looked over the meeting minutes? So you're usually the one. How has anybody looked over the meeting minutes?
They looked good to me.
They looked fine.
I looked over both of them. They're okay.
Okay. All right. Can I have a motion to accept that consent calendar?
So moved. I second that.
Wait, Wes.
All those in favor of the consent calendar, say aye.
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 All those opposed? All right. Consent calendar is approved. And then item six, general manager's report.
Okay. The SCE panel's been replaced, and they were supposed to restore the power to it today, but I don't know if they were there after or not. Per my conversation with Rick Rice of the Lions Club, they will be keeping the power for the sign at the Wrightwood Business Center for now. UIA has offered to put the bollards in if we purchase the materials. The materials cost $700, and I need approval from the board for that amount. The parks were open on May 19th with the playgrounds remaining closed. We had those roped off, but as they've done everything else, they ripped them down, so we just pulled back so we wouldn't have to replace those orange fencing. We planted the area in front of the gazebo with two trees, three rose bushes, and other flowering plants. We're working to get this area to reseed every year to save money on planting. And we've received some compliments about how the parks are looking. We also spread mulch in most of the plant beds to deter weeds and retain water. The dump cards were mailed on May 19th and a message posted to our website and Facebook page alerting homeowners that these were on their way. We still have several homeowners that we do not have good mailing addresses, and we are hoping those people will contact us when they have not received a dump card. I restriped the parking lot and will be redoing the handicap designation on the handicap spots to match the one by the Wrightwood Business Center building. All staff are now working their regular hours before COVID-19, and keeping the parks nice is going to require more hours. That's why everybody's on their full schedule. Also, with the weather warming up, I want to place the order for the playground wood fiber. I'm just looking to see if we have any volunteers or use of the Bobcats.
Yeah, I'm able to volunteer on the Bobcat. I just need to find out what Saturday are we going to do this on.
Yeah, I need somebody to give me a date so I can arrange for the delivery of the wood chips.
You get any volunteers, Natalie?
I haven't reached out to anyone because I didn't know what date we're doing, but if we can find a date that works for the Bobcat, I can start promoting that on Facebook and seeing if we can rally some people to help out.
So Saturday the 21st is Father's Day.
Yeah, no, I was thinking either the 13th or the 27th. Probably the 27th is going to look better for everybody.
Yeah, let's shoot for that.
I agree.
Okay. Great.
Do you have a time frame or?
No, I don't. I have to call the company that we're purchasing the wood chips from to get an idea of when they're going to deliver them and try to get it as close to the 27th as possible.
Okay, yeah, if you could just keep me posted on that, and then I can reach out and try and find people.
Okay, great. And then is everybody okay with spending the $700 for the bollards and having UIA do the install?
Yeah, I'm great with it, actually.
I would like to do that as well.
Yes,
I'm good with it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Steve, do we do a motion or anything?
Yeah, it's not on the agenda. It hasn't been agendized, so the board can't really take action on it.
Yeah.
So we can't add that on. We got to wait or something to get that done.
Well, I'll tell you what. All this. We can do that next time.
Well, there's a couple things you could do. You could add it on the packet material was provided on, I think, on Saturday, which was within the 72 hours. The only way you could add it on the agenda is if there is a need for action which arose after the agenda was posted. So that will be, and it requires a 4/5 determination of the board if both of those elements are in place now. Otherwise, I mean, Lori can use her spending authority and do that and bring it back for ratification by the board later on.
Yeah. Why don't we just get this ratified for later on? I mean, also UIA could just buy it and then expense that out later on, get it approved later on, whatever. You know, just for the material.
So basically, Steve, you're telling me I could do it and ask for permission later?
No, I'm not suggesting that at all.
Okay, that's why I was like, that didn't sound right.
No, what you've got is you brought it to the board as part of your general manager's report. The board is basically given a consensus but can't take action.
Okay.
So if you wanted to go ahead and do it and then seek ratification from the board at your next meeting, knowing that you've already got board support for that, then you can do that, but you do that at your own risk, that the board may change its mind, because the board can't take action on a non-agendized item.
Okay.
Well, given the fact, Steve, that given the fact that we said the 27th is a good day to shoot for, and we've got to get volunteers and we got to get the Bobcat, is that something that we could say is emergency as opposed to waiting until July, since we've already got an opportunity to get it scheduled and down and the parks are open? We're going to vote on the playground. Is that something that we can do with a 4/5 vote to say, yeah, let's vote on spending the $700?
You could add it on the agenda. I wouldn't use the term emergency. It doesn't require that there be a determination that there's an emergency, just that there's a need for immediate action and that the need arose after the agenda was posted. If the board
by there's a need for action and it arose after the agenda was given.
Okay, so what you would do, if you can make that motion, to add it onto the agenda, and then the board can freely work. So you would
make
a motion to add it onto the agenda.
I make that motion to add it onto the agenda.
I second it.
I have a second. Thank you, Leo. Now we need 4/5 vote?
Correct.
Yeah. Do we do it by name, or can we just do it by, do we need to call a roll call on that or anything? Do we need an individual?
You don't have to call a roll call. That's certainly up to your discretion.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 Aye. All those opposed? All right. Okay. So the item's added to the agenda.
Thank you, Steve, for helping us out on that.
Yeah.
Sure. No problem.
Okay, so that is added to the agenda that we give Lori the authority to spend $700 on material with UIA doing the labor to put in the wallets.
Well, you've added it onto the agenda. Now you'll need to...
Where do you want it?
Yeah, where do you want it? And then you would have that... And then you need a separate action to actually do it.
Oh.
You can put it on as 11A.
Okay. All right. We'll add it on as 11A. Okay. All right. I just lost my place. All right. So on while we're on the general manager report, I'd like to. I have just one comment here, Lori. This PDF is not, I know this is just a constant thing, but it's not OCR. Okay, so that means you can't select the text in it, which means that under the ADA Act, if we put it on the website like this, then blind people cannot see this on the website.
Okay.
So it's actually a violation of the ADA. Okay, we have to get that on here correctly.
I had that listed as a default, but I will go back and double check it.
Well, the way you can check it is you just double click. We need to check that every time because there actually are groups of people that go around and they just have automatic scanners and they scan a site and they look for this. They actually look for this, and then they set up a lawsuit. Because you are not compliant. Okay?
Okay. I will get it fixed.
Okay. Anything else on the general manager's report?
Yeah, I've got one comment. I was by the Vivian Knoll Park the other day, and I was caught off guard, actually, because there was some nice snapdragons and all this. The grasses was nice and green, and the bushes were all cut back, and we had some mulch in the flower bed. So I approached Tammy on this, and I just wanted to compliment both Lori and Tammy for doing the extra landscaping that we haven't seen in quite some time. So thank you.
Thank you for letting us know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Doug just made a comment and said he didn't understand what UIA is doing. Doug, what UIA is doing is we're supplying the labor for $0 to put the posts or the bollards in around the new power meter out there for the farmer's market. So that thing got run over, as you know, and as you may or may not know, and so we had the whole thing replaced. Now we're putting protective posts around it. So the Wrightwood CSD is going to pay for the materials. UIA will supply two guys and some concrete, and this will take us a day or so to put all those in.
But at no profit or cost to.
No, it's $0.
That's a good question. I'm glad to get that on the record.
Yeah, $0. Right. Thank you. Okay. Item number 7, 2020 financials.
Maury, I have a question on your deposits and disbursements for the fiscal year 2019-20.
Wait a minute.
Page 13.
Disbursements and deposits?
Yeah, it's got all the deposits. It's got your monthly hours. That page 13.
Oh, the budget portion, the budget to actual?
No, this is the May 2020 financials.
Oh, okay. I thought you said the whole year. That's what confused me. Sorry.
No. If you look at the deposits and disbursements, you've got the months, and you start with 7/1/2018, and you end with 6/1/2019. I think that might be 2019 and 2020 for those months.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay. Yeah, you are correct. I've never noticed. I didn't notice that. I will get that fixed.
Would you say that again? My wife's sitting behind me.
He is right.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, you are right. I will get that fixed. Did you have any other questions?
No, that was about it. We got one more month for the year end. No, that was basically it. All the other stuff looked okay.
Okay.
For me, anyway. Anybody else got anything?
I don't.
No.
Not me.
Okay. Okay. All right, and then we have the, first of all, I'll wait for some public comment. Oh, I'm rushing here.
Are we on public hearing now, Wes, or?
Not yet. I just want to see if there's public comments on the May and public financials.
I think there might be some new people that are joining us that might not know how to raise the hand.
Yeah, so you can click on a icon there if you're on Zoom or if you're actually on Zoom, so you can click there to raise your hand and make a public comment. Can somebody tell me where is that raise hand icon? I don't have it on my screen.
I can't see raised hands on my end, Les. I can see everybody and that they're all muted, but I don't see any raised hands ever.
I'm not seeing it either. I see reactions, but I don't see the hand raised.
All right. Okay. All right. Oh, there's one.
Oh yeah.
Oh hi. Wes, the way that the raise hand works for everybody is when you see the main camera at the bottom, there's an icon called participants. You click on that, and you get a list of everybody that's on the call on the right-hand time. And at the very bottom, there is the three buttons, invite, mute me, and raise hand or lower hand. This is different. It's an improvement to Zoom because last month that bottom line didn't stay fixed. You had to actually scroll to the bottom of the list of participants to see it. So this is easier. So bottom line, click on the participants. Once you get the list, there is the raise hand button at the bottom of the list.
Thanks, Randy.
Thank you.
All right, we have Nancy raising her hand.
Hi, I didn't hear clearly. Is this the public comments for the budget that's for next year, or is this just the expenses for May?
This so far is just the expenses. We haven't opened the public hearing yet for the budget.
Okay, no, then I'll wait for that.
Okay, I'll get you for that, okay?
Thanks.
Okay. Okay, so let's move on to the public hearing. I'd like to open the public hearing. And I'll go ahead and take those public comments from Nancy first.
Okay, thank you for taking my question or my comment. So I'm looking over the budget for the next fiscal year. And first, I want to just thank you for everything that you, as a resident, it's really nice to see the improvements throughout our parks and our parking lots. And I understand that a lot of unforeseen expenses were brought up this year. As a person with a heart behind recreation, it's really hard for me to see that the expenses have increased and admin payroll has increased, but yet you put nothing when it comes to item number 5180 under services for classes. It makes me feel like you guys have no desire to ever have that creation of recreational classes at the buildings. Like I said, I know that there's other improvements that have been done in our community, and I'm grateful for that. But as a mom with children, I have always been pushing for a way for us to have recreational activities. And I feel like that keeps getting ignored. Since this started, the CSD, there have been a lot of things that you guys have repaired. But to see that you not even budget anything in that area, it's almost like it's there's no hope. Like there's nothing that's going to ever occur, especially not in the next fiscal year. So I just wanted to share that it was sad for me to see that there was no money allocated for that.
Okay. What item is that, Chuck?
5180.
It's 5180.1. It's on page 3 of 4.
Yeah. 5180. Right above the sports league.
Well, sports league, yeah. I mean, part of the issue with that is that we've had this. We just didn't know what to expect with COVID interfering with everything. That's the sports league, right, Chuck?
Yeah, it's right above the sports league. It's dash one. And when we were looking at that, Nancy, it was basically, number one, we don't know what our revenue is going to be, whether the pandemic is going to come back, what we have, you know, starting in July type of thing. And the classes, you know, we're working on real tight budget. I think there's three or four of the directors that are definitely interested in doing classes. I mean, a couple of them, that's what they ran on. And we'd like to see that done.
Chuck, when you turn your head, it's hard to hear you speaking. When you turn your head.
Is that better?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Well, what we were looking at when we were doing that is the pandemic. We didn't know when we were going to be able to start charging again for the sports leagues, because the sports leagues are basically the ones that are going to cover the classes. The budget that we have, you know, we've lost revenue. We have, and later on you're going to hear, we have more stuff that needs to be repaired on the community center, the steps and so forth. So, you know, it's something that we are aware of. I know myself, I'd love to be able to start doing that. But, you know, you got to take it as you got it. And right now, we don't got it. If that answers anything for you, Nancy. Did we lose Nancy?
I don't know how that happens. It just mutes on its own.
Oh, no, I muted after I'm done talking because I didn't know whether to keep it on or not. But, yeah, thank you for clarifying that, Chuck. Like I said, I understand that there has to be revenue in order to have expenses. I was just thinking that when I see zeros or I see that the sports leagues are very minimal, it's almost like the door is being closed already without any kind of possibility of anything happening, even if something is proposed. And obviously, yes, with the pandemic, it does affect a lot of things. Like I said, I just have a heart for recreation, and that is one thing that I would love to see in our community is the recreational programs. It could be a special event. It could be classes that are, you know, co-sponsored with something else. But I am so looking forward to the day when we look at our community center and use it for senior line dancing or senior activities or family gatherings. And but thank you for clarifying it. And like I said, I do appreciate everything that you guys are doing. The roof looks great. The parking lots look great. And thank you.
Well, but that's all we can do. I mean, the pandemic has literally shut everything down. I mean, they've said you can't go and that you can't do these things. And these things have been closed. So, I mean, even if we wanted to, if we had lots of money in the budget for that, we couldn't do it.
Right. Okay.
And that's,
and the other thing, Wes, you know, is that once the sports leagues get up and running, you know, the stuff that Natalie and Monica did, that's a pretty good revenue stream that was going to fund some of the other programs that I know that they're interested in, Michelle and Natalie. And Natalie has always said about classes and things that she would like to see. And I think if we're as successful as we were on the initial run of the sports leagues, we're going to have some additional money.
Yeah. I mean, I think we all want to get back to our lives.
Yeah.
I mean, we all want to get back to our lives. But I totally understand.
And Chuck, to speak about what you said, we do have some framework already put together for programs and, you know, things that we want to do that aren't just sports league related, but, you know, we have documentation that we've already created for how we would like to do recreational activities with use of the community building. But right now, like you explained, we just don't have the ability to do anything indoor as well as outdoor. That's, you know, we can't do softball. We don't have access to the fields or anything like that. So it's definitely not going to fall off the radar. It's still a goal I know of mine and many other people. So, you know, I just hope that we can get there soon when things open back up.
Yeah, I know. I've heard you talk about painting classes and, you know, other things like that for the kids. So,
yeah.
You know, Nancy, we're not forgetting it. We're just kind of, it's on the back burner, but it was tough for us to budget dollars when we didn't see them.
Hey, Wes, I don't know if Leo wants to speak, but he's muted again.
Okay, thank you. I think Leo's muted himself. Leo, are you muting? Because I'm not.
There he goes.
No, there I am. After things get going, whenever we get the approval, can't we revisit this in the second quarter?
Sure.
And then we could take a peek at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, has everybody looked over the budget that we've worked on here? Leo, have you looked it over?
Yeah, I think it looks great.
Are you still in the public hearing?
Are we closing our public hearing? Or?
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm going to close the public hearing now.
Is that, those were the only people that had raised their hands?
Yeah. Okay, are you, so we're going to move down to item 9, which was the 2020-21 budget discussion. Has everybody looked at the budget? Leo, have you looked at it?
Yes, I have. And I can't believe, I know how much work both you and Chuck have put into this, and it really looks good, so thank you.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
I think it looks good.
And Lori, we bugged the hell out of Lori, too.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, any good questions from Michelle? What do you think?
I think I'm good with it. Everything I saw, unless somebody brings up something that I missed, but it's what we've discussed basically in previous meetings.
Okay.
And I do agree with the sadness that Nancy, you know, expressed, but for all the reasons that we talked about at previous meetings. But, I mean, that's why, you know, the value is zero. And hopefully we can come back and adjust that when conditions in our society lend themselves to that.
Right. Okay.
Steve, there's really no timetable when we can go back and look at the budget sometime next year, is there?
No. Board has discretion to do that as it deems necessary.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay. No other questions? Okay. Steve, we got to get approval for this budget. I suppose we do, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And this has been published, Lori?
Yes, it has.
Okay.
Now, let me just pause here 1 second to make sure there's no public comments about this part of it. Let's just give it a second here. Just place it a second. Again, you can raise your hand. You can all see it, hopefully.
You got a thumbs up from Nancy earlier, Wes, so I guess we're doing okay.
Okay, all right. No comments. No other comments? Okay. All right, can I have a motion to accept the 2020-21 budget?
So moved.
Second.
All right, all those in favor of the new budget, say aye.
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 All those opposed? Okay, budget approved.
Okay. I'm going to move out of the camera for just a second, but I can hear everything. I'll be right back.
Okay. All right, item 10, community building repairs, discussion possible action.
Yeah, we've got a long list of repairs that need to be done at the community building. The front of the building needs to be repaired, and the emergency exit steps on the east door need to be replaced. They are very hazardous to use right now. Wes and his brother came up with a drainage system to eliminate the icing issue on the west side of the building, the loading and handicapped areas, and there are two options to work with. And last but not least is installing gutters so that the snow melt will not settle on the same area. I spoke with several contractors and vendors and received quotes from several. That's not, two is not right. And I have quotes from others for pieces of the project. A lot of the vendors, I contacted like 6 to 8 vendors who did not give me bids. One actually called me and says he was not interested in bidding the job, and the other ones just never responded, even after I asked for a reminder email. So these are the quotes that I was able to get.
What's that a quote for, or what are those quotes for? What part?
Okay, so they're divided. I've got just the steps for two concrete guys, just the front steps and the side steps. The next section is for gutters, and the next two after that are basically quoting on everything.
Gutters and steps and everything, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. But both Sanderson Landscape Solutions and Doran Construction quoted everything.
Now the drainage system, Doran Construction, option A, everything, 26,000 Sanderson, yeah. Okay. So, Doran was the only one that quoted there's nobody else who quoted the drainage.
I'm sorry, nobody else quoted what?
There's no one else that I could see that quoted the drainage.
The drains?
Yeah. Sanderson Landscape Solutions quoted the drains.
Oh, okay. It just said option B. Option A. Oh, that's off the option A. That's off the drawing down here.
Yes.
too, it's really tough to see in that drawing. Boy, that's not a very good. That's not a very good scan here.
Yeah, it's hard to see.
That's really hard to see.
Oh, you mean the drawing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried it like 3 different times, and it would not scan well. I've got a lot of background noise on drawings and maps that do not scan well.
Okay, I can come over and help you with that because it should be able to do it.
Okay.
Or I can run it on my scanner, which will be fine. But I think it's really hard. That's pretty tough to see. But basically, the drainage system is either from both sides of the building or from one side, and it carries it out to the street.
It carries it out to the parking lot?
No, through the parking lot. So you got to trench the parking lot. Yeah, trench the parking lot, put a pipe in, and it goes clear out to the highway. Then you've got to build a little concrete thing there where it comes out onto the highway, and then you've got to cap that hook in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Right. So that's I did talk to Frank Brown. He's up here. Just for that part of it, he quoted. I just got that back the other day. He quoted, because I wanted to check with a couple guys too. He quoted $17,000 just to do the drain. It's pretty expensive to go all the way across the parking lot and do that whole thing.
But it'll be done right.
Well, I don't think we can. You know, if you put in the gutters and you put all the stuff in, it doesn't mean where to go. It's got to be drained out. Otherwise, the parking lot is that same issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This is a lot to think about. So there's some events.
Okay, do all these places, Lori, will they get the permits? Because I know one of them said they're not responsible. Contractor not responsible?
That second one for the stairway estimate said not responsible. But then they also, I mean, I don't know if you guys are leaning toward these that are all inclusive, but in terms of just those first two bits for the stairway, that second one that says, you know, not responsible for permits, also says, mentions the handrail, talks about being ADA compliant, but then in the breakdown of their costs, it doesn't say anything about that. So I don't know if they're planning on replacing something with the handrail. The first estimate, I didn't see anything about the handrail.
Oh, that particular handrail is on the emergency exit on the east side.
Oh, okay, not the ones in the front of the building?
Right, right.
Okay. Those ones in the front of the building are solid.
That's what I thought, yeah. So, do you guys, like in general, which approach should we take at this point? Are we looking to try to choose, you know, for these single jobs, or is somebody seriously motivated for the comprehensive one?
Well, I mean, really, they should do the whole thing, right? But do we have the money for it? That's the...
That was kind of my concern, is that this is easier. Let's get the steps fixed. The stairs have been a problem since the CSD began, and we've had repeated requests about the stairs. I think that should be a priority over everything right now.
But if you get the stairs fixed, let's say, you know, to me, the parking lot where there's a big ice sheet everywhere is more dangerous.
I agree, but we're not going to have an ice sheet for the next 6 months. So... The stairway is being used every time the community building is used, and even when it's not, even if somebody's coming in during the day to speak to Tammy or Lori.
But it probably has to be now in October.
Say that again?
It probably has to be done between now and October.
Sure, but to me, the priority right now is the steps.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're both priorities.
Yeah, they're both priorities. Like, everything's a priority.
Yeah, everything's a priority.
Everything, yeah. Yeah.
So which way do you guys want to go, then?
Lori, if we went with the all-inclusive in Sanderson, did they do the permits? Did they haul away the old steps, you know, and do that portion of it? Or, you know, who's going to get the permits? Are they asking you to get the permits or us?
No, they'll get the permits. Only problem with Sanderson is that they don't have the electrical work that's going to be needed to do the heated gutters and stuff. They asked us to bid that through Davidson Electric, and I have not gotten that bid yet.
So we're looking at $26,000 to $27,000.
Correct.
Depending on who we go with.
Yes.
That includes what? Lori?
The $26,000 for Doran includes everything, and it's for option B with the drainage system on both sides of the building.
All the way out to the street?
Yes.
Highway 2?
Yes. I gave him the drawing, and that's what he bid on.
So that'll be two trenches going to the highway?
No, only one. They meet together in front of the building and then go out to the highway as one.
Okay.
And do we know where the septic tank and the egress lines are, or whatever you call them, from the septic? Are we going to run into something that all of a sudden the price is going to go through the roof?
Basically, what I was told by both of these guys who came out is that they weren't going to go down far enough that would hit anything. But, yes, they will have to go through Dig Alert to get all that stuff marked again.
And that's in their quote?
I believe so.
That's standard operating procedures.
I was going to say, that's normal, so.
Well, we're in Wrightwood. Nothing's normal.
And what about, you mentioned, like, what about going out to the highway and having to build a grate and all that? We have to get permits for that, I assume. Who do you work with for that?
We'd have to work with
Caltrans or
Caltrans.
Yeah. We gotta talk to Caltrans about it. Without that drain, we can't. You know, if you put in the gutters or any of that stuff, I agree. The steps gotta be done too. It's just it all has to be done. Chuck, do we really have this money in the budget?
As long as nothing else pops up, yeah, we could probably cover it.
Which part?
Well, no, you could do the whole thing, the $26,000 or the $27,000, and basically it would hit our contingency fund, but it would certainly take away anything that comes up this year if we do it now.
Yeah.
But we have the money for it initially. We also have, you know, what's in our reserve, Lori, in the money market or the savings account, 100 and what?
Hold on just a second. Let me get to that page. It is.
I know we had 14 originally, 14,000, and then transferred.
We've got 14,000 in the reserve and 150,000 in the savings account.
Yeah, so we've got money if we wanted to pull it out at this moment in time, but if you look at 2021 budget, we're only projecting 22,000 positive. So, you know, do we have the money, Wes? Yeah, we do. And I think it's important that it gets done because this is just something that was, you know, put off by the county for years.
Yeah.
And I agree with you that corner is just asking for a major disaster with the ice. You know, we've been lucky.
Yeah.
And the emergency exit on the east side, you know, let's hope to God we never have an emergency on that side.
It really doesn't exist.
Yeah, well, that's a disaster waiting to happen.
Do we know for certain that...
When it, Well, I know when Al looked at it, the actual handicap exit with the ramp and the thing is not in compliance with ADA either. We just, you know, been lucky in that stuff that the county did and did it wrong. So, you know, should we do this with the front of the building and the side of the building and the gutters? My vote would be, yeah, let's get it done, because who knows what else is going to pop up. We handled the roof, and the roof, if you remember correctly, was just the back side of the building.
Yeah,
you know, who knows
it was,
what
it was down to the wood.
In the middle of the building. You know, that's eventually going to come due.
Yeah, I don't think we have enough info on this, though, to... I mean, I'm a little bothered, but we don't know how much the permits are. We don't know the total cost of this thing.
Yeah. My question was, like, do we know that there wouldn't be any issue with running, you know, trenching out to where, you know, they're planning and whatnot? Like, have we talked to Caltrans? Do we know that that's even, you know, a viable plan? I would suggest that we do what Michelle said and start with the steps and then do a little more research on, you know, covering all of our bases with that. Like, can we get away with doing that with Caltrans and, you know, what that would all take before we decide to do the big part of it? That's just my suggestion.
Did we save any money, though, by doing everything at once?
I don't think it's significant enough to not warrant doing the steps right now. I mean, really, this item was brought to our attention 2 years ago. We need to get those steps fixed. The other things are not, they're not on the safety level of everything else, and they're not. Anyway, that's how I feel about it.
Michelle. I think that needs to be done right away, but I just, like, I feel like we need a little more information on the whole trenching out to the highway portion of it.
And Lori, if there's any way to get those quotes or drawings or whatever, because I couldn't make them out.
Yeah, it was hard.
I believe I could forward the email that Wes sent me with the drawings in it. I'll do that.
Yeah, but the public really needs to see all this stuff, right? Like, you need to scan this and get it up on the website so everyone can see it.
Yeah, and so if it's not a huge cost savings to do it all at once, I would suggest that we just start with the steps.
And Michelle, on the steps, are you talking about the front of the building and the east side steps?
Yes. Yeah. The front of the building was brought to our attention, I believe, by the farmers market almost right away at the formation of the CSD, and they said it was a danger and a liability. And so then we didn't have the budget then, or we weren't going to allocate it, and so we suggested they rope it off, which they did with caution tape when they hold it inside, or at least last I've seen, they were roping it off. Not as much of an issue now for the farmers market because they're outside, but it's still an issue apparently for any other time that the community building's open. And then we, of course, have the legality of that fire exit and that being safe.
Yeah, I agree.
So my preference would be, let's go ahead. I don't see a big significance between the first and second bid of the stairs. I would go with the first. It's $1,000 cheaper. I think we need to get that done, and then we can re-agendize this for future meetings to talk about the rest of the stuff. But anyway, that's how I would vote.
I'm with you on that, Michelle.
Or we could agendize it for December after we got a new group of people, so.
Speak for yourself, man. Hey, Leo.
Yeah.
So, would it be appropriate for you to go ahead?
Michelle, go for it.
Would it be an appropriate time for me to go ahead and make that motion?
Yeah.
So we can move this along? Or is there more?
I don't know. Are we still discussing?
So you want
to? You wanted to see more detail, right?
One goal with Gonzales Concrete for the steps, or just the steps. That's both steps? Is that both steps?
It's both sides, yes. The two areas, the front and the side.
Yeah, I want to go with the $3,800 bid.
Or that's unless I'm missing something between those two estimates.
Okay.
Do we have any it almost seems too cheap.
It does.
It's bugging me. I'm wondering what I'm missing here.
So is this a total replacement? Total replacement on the east side? They're going to build it brand new, Lori?
Yes.
And then what are they going to do the front? They're just going to slurry coat the top of it just to make it look pretty?
They're going to patch it, which nobody will warranty the patch because of the weather up here, but they will use the material that should work up here, but because of the weather up here, nobody can guarantee it. The total replacement has a 2-year warranty on them.
Total replacement on the east side?
Yes.
But nothing on the front side?
No, the front side does not come with any warranty because it's just a patch.
Yeah, so what they're going to do, Wes, is they're probably just going to slurry coat it. So if there's some chips or some bad areas within the step, they'll just cover it up with a small, thin set of concrete, probably with glue mixed in.
Now, Dorian Construction did quote for replacing both sets of stairs at a cost of
$6,235. Yeah.
And Gonzalez doesn't say anything about permits. It doesn't say anything about hauling away the old material. And all they're doing is patching that front steps, which we know the first time you get cold weather, it's going to crack again.
It's going to pop.
But that's what happened when I think Al, with John at one time, patched that front thing, and those things chipped off, fairly quickly with the cold weather.
Yeah, I'm not very confident in that $3,800 quote. That just seems really way too cheap.
Yeah.
So what do you guys propose we do at this point?
I don't know. I just...
Another material?
I've tried
wood,
metal. I've tried wood and I've tried metal, and those contractors are not getting back to me.
No.
There's got to be others.
I'd say if somebody would show me them, I'd be pleased.
Have we gotten a quote to replace both sets of stairs?
Yes.
Said it was 6,000.
Yeah, it's the Dorian quote.
I gotta say, I trust Dorian because he's up here. I've worked with him before, and I trust, but. He lives up there,
yeah.
But I don't know about the. I know he would do. I know we could say, "Hey, Chris, make sure the rails in here. Make sure this, I know he would.
I would rather go, Michelle, with the replacement of both sets of stairs, even if it's over 6,000 right now, and put the gutters and the other stuff on hold until we find out from Caltrans and the other.
I'm great with that. I just think we need to get the stairs fixed. And I understand we want to wait for better estimates and other stuff, but we've been having this same discussion since the board started. The stairs need to get fixed. We can put it off for another month, and we're in the same position we've been the whole time.
Yeah, I'll go with Wes if he knows this Dorian and his company, but, as long as he's hauling stuff away and has the permits, let's do both sets of stairs for the 6,000.
He's got insurance. Maybe.
Yeah,
he's the one who did our snow removal for the parking lots this past winter.
Okay, all right. Can I have a motion to accept the to get both steps replaced, both the east side and the north side step replaced?
Do we have the specific amount, Lori?
Yeah, it's included in your packet, but it's $6,235 just for the steps.
Yeah, $6,235 for Dorian.
Can I
put in that? I'll put in that motion.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay. Let's get going on that.
And then we're gonna re-agendize the rest of it.
Yeah, we need to re-agendize the rest of it because I do want that drain in there. I think it's every bit as dangerous, or even more in the steps. It's really dangerous. I broke my arm in November last year. I know all about it. It's really, really dangerous. And last year, a lot of people broke their arm up there. There was a lot of people that broke stuff, not just me. I know that Alex Shearton broke her arm at the Evergreen, right?
And it's especially dangerous because the public bathrooms are right there.
Yeah.
And they ice over really bad.
So that'll be on our agenda for next month?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll have to get a hold of Caltrans and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I've got it on my list to contact Caltrans regarding the drainage system.
I would, first of all, I would talk to Terry, ask her who you should talk to. Because it's kind of nice. We're kind of on the inside of that a little bit. No.
Terry who?
What's that?
You said talk to Terry?
Yeah, I'll send you the contact info. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Move up here. Any public comments? Raise your hand.
Pet poor Belle.
Put on the uterat.
There's a hand raised, Wes.
Fantastic, Nancy.
Yes, I just want to remind you about my question I had at the beginning, because I believe this is a section where you will discuss whether masks are going to be required for the outdoor parking lot when it comes to the farmer's market and enforcing it, if it's not a county mandate. So I just wanted to remind you about my question I had at the beginning.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, that does bring us to item 11, the community building playground is opening. Yeah, so I don't think are we requiring masks for the general public or just for the vendors at the farmers market?
Both.
Okay. Yeah, I think now it's voluntary at this point, right?
No, the county has stated that individual businesses can set whether they want to have masks or not.
Right.
So, like, the gas station is still requiring it, but Jensen's is not.
No, but I don't. It's not required in public either. It's not.
Right. It's optional in public, but when you're in a place of business, then it's up to the business to.
So
following
my business,
that, it would be up to either us or Ron, just depending on what we decide.
That's right.
But there's also other ways around the parking lot. You can get to the bank using city streets and that kind of thing. They've rented the parking lot for the farmers market. During that time, it's open to farmers market, and that's it, right?
Is the bank open now?
No, not yet.
The ATM is, though.
Yeah.
So people are walking across, but they could walk along Highway 2 and the Village Trail. They could walk along, you know, different city streets to get there, or Brighton streets.
Yeah.
But isn't it up to the farmer's market, the people that rent it?
It is not right now. We mandated that they had to have masks for everyone.
Right.
So if we raise that mandate, then it's up to them.
Yeah.
So could we discuss this idea, could we skip this issue, specific issue, and talk about the agenda item first, which is the CSE building, and figure out kind of how we all fall into line with that, and then go back to the farmer's market issue.
Well,
that's not building or playground.
Same issue.
Well, I don't think the county, I don't think the county has opened it up for community buildings or anything like that yet, right? Like,
no.
Well, like in public spaces like that, they haven't done that yet.
No, and you can't have any gatherings over, you know, over 10 people.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
It's still like
is
that.
Is that the state or is that San Bernardino County?
San Bernardino County.
San Bernardino County.
Lori, I haven't noticed lately what the edict is on playgrounds. Are they open now?
No, they are not. However, people kept tearing down the orange fencing that we had around, so I removed it so we wouldn't have to replace it.
Well, then it sounds to me like kind of like the actual item right here before we move on to the farmer's market and then the 11A agenda item we added. Sounds to me like there's no movement for us if we're following county mandates and none of that has changed.
Yeah, but we don't have to follow. I don't believe, Steve, that we have to follow the county mandate, right?
Not with respect to your particular.
Right. It's suggestive, but and it's okay if we do, but we don't have to.
We don't have to. I personally support the county regulations.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
I'm with Wes. I would like to see the playground equipment open because it's opening in a lot of other places. It's open at the country club again, and you know, people are doing it anyways, and masks are optional. I would just like to see the playground equipment open. People are spending time there. I see it every day, and I would just like to take the fencing and the tape off of it.
I mean, and I don't see a lot of 70-year-olds wanting to use the playground equipment. Yeah, so I'd like to open it up. I'd like to open it up, make masks at the same time, make masks optional for both the public and the vendors at the farmers market. Open the playground.
See, and on my position,
liability, Steve.
Liability? Well, of course, there's liability potential exposure if someone were to get sick. And it can be traced back to contact at one of your events, and there's obviously potential for exposure, for sure.
Yeah.
Because where we left it at last time was we were going under the county, and basically the county was our backstop as far as why we, you know, didn't open it.
That's still where I am.
Did you say that they have opened it, or is that just simply for the farmer?
The numbers, I mean, it's just, if you look at the stats, it's taking a chance on a young person getting COVID even on the playground is so unlikely that the rule doesn't look realistic.
You got to remember, Wes,
the kids,
that
it's his parents.
Yeah,
I don't think that we are going to change anybody's opinions on this. I think we ought to just take a vote.
Well, I think that
we've all been living in this, got our opinions.
No, Michelle, I disagree. I think that I can persuade people. So, if you give me a second, I'd like to speak to them. So, there has been zero deaths in California. Anyone 18 and younger, zero. You have to go clear to 29 years old before you find the first death. Half the deaths are in the nursing home. It's just not affecting young people. Yes, there are outliers, of course. Of course it's a risk, but so is anything else. At this point, more kids have died from the flu than they've died from COVID. So I would like to put a motion forward to make the mask optional for both the vendors and the public, and to open up the playground.
Leo, you started to say something.
I agree with you, Wes. Right now, my business, I have to require, because those are the mandated by San Bernardino County as far as food establishments. But to your point and what I've learned and read, I agree with you, Wes.
Yeah, okay. Can I have a motion to open up the playground and to make masks optional for a farmer's market for both the vendors and the public?
So moved.
I'll second the motion.
All those in favor of the motion, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Nay.
No.
Okay, so you got two.
And I'm looking right here, by the way, Wes. I'm looking at a report from March of somebody who was under the age of 18 who died in Lancaster, California of COVID.
Which is under investigation.
Okay, but what I mean is that this stuff is up to what we believe.
No, it's not.
The sources we take.
Well, I'm sorry, Michelle, but they took that back. They took that back, and that did not happen from COVID. You can go to the San Bernardino County website. You can look at all this stuff. You can look at the California website.
I'm looking right now. I can't find any evidence of what you're saying. I'm looking. I can't find the evidence of the opposite either, but I'm looking right now.
Hey, Wes, this motion was approved.
Yeah, it was approved.
Yeah, 3-2.
Just 3-2.
Yeah. Okay, so what about the bill that was the playgrounds?
I shouldn't have said that. The motion is approved 3-2. Okay. All right, I'll send some more backup material on that, Michelle. That's fine.
So that was strictly the playground, right?
And right. His motion included farmers market having masks optional for vendors and for people who attend.
But we haven't addressed the CSD building yet, right?
No.
That is correct. So the question is, do you want to open up the CSD building? Is that? I mean, I haven't given that much thought because it's just, you know, every day this stuff changes. I'm waiting to see what else is changing, but I don't know that is such a good idea yet. Especially since they're limiting restaurants still, right?
Yeah.
For me, on the CSD building, it would be a per event. I mean, I'm not in favor of opening it up in general, but I would want to see if somebody wants to use it, I'd want to see them come with the same kind of plans that the co-op and the farmers market have given for here's what we'll do. Maybe not about masks, but social distancing, controlling numbers. And so I would totally be open to approving like on an event by event basis, but not, I'm not in support of a general opening.
So Michelle, are you talking about a special meeting before for each event that's proposed?
No, I would just say if there's people that are wanting to book things at this point, it should go on the regular agenda. And, like, I know there was an event, you know, a friend of mine talked about an event in late June, and I said to give you a, you know, shout-out and to get on the agenda for this meeting. Because, for me, I would want to look at that specific event, but they would need to come to us with a plan, like a real written plan for how they're going to deal with the social distancing and that kind of thing.
Okay.
Because otherwise, you know, I know the country club's open and such, but all members have to sign this form that released, I don't remember what the name of the form is and such. Everybody's taking personal responsibility for it. We don't have anything set up like that right now. Maybe we want to look at that too. But anyway, it would be an event-by-event basis case in my mind at the moment.
Okay. Additionally, we would also need to look at where the staffing is. Because if it's an event during the day, automatically you're exposing Tammy and I to what's going on, or Tammy or me and John or whoever. And so that would be a concern of mine.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
So right now I support keeping it as is, and if an organization wants to request it specifically, then let's bring that to the board and discuss it.
I think that's fine.
I agree.
I think that's fair enough. Yeah.
Okay.
Because there might be some things that would absolutely qualify right now, depending on the nature of their events and what they're trying to accomplish. And are they still using the kitchen, by the way, Lori?
Yes.
I didn't see them.
Yes, they are still using the kitchen.
Okay, that's great.
I think, Lori, that if you have somebody that wants something like that, bring it to our attention. And if it's something that requires a special meeting or, you know, maybe we could have a special meeting with that.
Okay.
It would be great if what your requirement of them is that if they're going to bring it to us in a meeting that they have outlined their, you know, quote unquote COVID procedure, that kind of thing, so that it's not a situation where, like, when Ron had to kind of deal with it off the top of his head type thing, where they've really thought about it for a few days, come up with a plan and come in and be confident and speak with us, and they're not put on the spot type thing.
Okay.
All right, that sounds good. Okay, let any public comments about that? Wait just a minute. I do see one person on the phone. If you're if you want to make a comment, you got to hit star 6, and that raises your hand. I can let you make a comment. Okay, no comments. So we're moving on to future board meetings.
July 7th. Nope, you got to do 11A first.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we already agreed on it, right? We just need a motion?
We just need a motion. We need a motion.
Well, I thought the motion covered that issue. The prior motion. About farmer's market. Oh,
no. It's the bollards by the SCE panel.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah, that's right. Sorry.
This is the amendment.
Would you restate it, Wes, and then I will say so moved?
Sure. can I have a motion to approve the material spending for the bollards around the power panel for $700?
So moved.
Sorry. I second it.
All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Who seconded that?
They all did, Lori. Make your pick.
Okay, I got a pick. Okay, cool.
Just don't pick Steve.
Okay. All right, hey, item 12. Future board meeting, July 7th. Anybody know about that? Does that sound all right?
No, that sounds fine. We're going to have the repairs and stuff back on the agenda?
Yes. I'll put the rest of the repairs back on the agenda.
Great, and then we'll keep the community building opening on the agenda to discuss again.
Yes.
And Lori, you'll communicate about the time for the wood chips so that we can organize the time and date.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, let me know the time because I got to get Tammy the shovel. So.
What about your shovel?
Okay. All right. Any director's comments? Natalie?
No.
I would like to thank Wes for the many times UIA has helped us at no cost, and especially again for these, whatever you call them, the bollards or...
The bollards.
Bollards.
But, I think it's been incredibly generous of UIA to cover us in a lot of different areas. I'd like to publicly thank you, Wes.
Well, thank you very much, Chuck. I just am hoping you'll be a customer someday.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Just hoping you'll be a customer someday, Chuck.
I agree.
As soon as my wife allows somebody to come into our house, then we'll probably do it.
Okay. And I agree. Thank you, Wes, very much.
Thank you, Wes. And Lori, thanks for holding things together. Tammy, for the work you've done. Appreciate all that.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Before you close, Wes, is the July meeting going to be remote or in person?
I have a question. It is a really great question.
Yeah, to be determined.
I don't think we have to decide right now, right? Do we?
No,
can we say we're planning on remote unless something changes significantly?
Yeah.
So there's like a plan, or do we just?
Yeah, I mean, something changes significantly every day.
I thought that was open-ended enough to, you know.
Yeah, I don't think we need to decide. We can send out an email and say, what do you think? You know, we could just decide and say, okay, you know, all remote or the hybrid or do it physical.
All right, great.
I think it works okay remote. I don't think it's totally great, but it works okay. I don't know what you guys think.
I love it. Yeah, I think it works great. I think it's great. I think it's going really well. I'm
concerned about the public comments. I don't feel it's quite
interactive.
As smooth or interactive.
Yeah.
And I do want everybody to participate.
I think that's really important. So, I don't know.
You know, Wes, I don't know if this is possible on Zoom, but one thing to look into would be whether you could have a chatting box that where if somebody isn't able to connect with audio or visual or whatever, that they could text you or, you know, type in their comment to you and then you could read it aloud.
Yeah, I mean, they do have a chat option here, and I do feel a couple of things in here, like I cleared that thing up with Doug earlier, and that does work. Now, I just have it set so they chat with just me so that people can't come in the meetings and
right.
crap all over the meeting that we don't, you know, we don't want somebody Zoom bombing us.
You're doing a great job the way it is.
Well, I appreciate it. It works okay.
I have gotten a couple of comments from people saying they haven't been able to make comments, but now that we've got the additional instructions to add to the web page, I think we'll be fine.
Okay, I got one person here. Pam, Mike, is ready for panelists. If you can, go quick, okay? Sorry about that.
No, actually, I was just trying to experiment to see if I could find out how to work this thing. And so I
totally worked.
You succeeded! Congratulations!
Your service is appreciated, all of you, very much. Thank you. We should be proud of our good CSD here.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, well, with that, the meeting's adjourned. Thank you.